Welcome to the Fun Show.
I'm Kelly Cree.
And I'm Jessica Mullen.
And today on the Fun Show, the theme is perfect timing.
Perfect timing is the theme.
I don't know if you heard my stomach growling in the intro, but that's what we were laughing at.
We're very hungry for this pizza we're about to order.
If you can believe it. People are joking about the Papa John's CEO eating 40 pizzas in 30 days, and we're just like, yeah.
That's perfectly normal. What's the big deal?
Our friend was like, looks like you guys are qualified to be CEO of Papa John.
Damn right.
And we were like, that is true.
We know exactly how to make the perfect pizza. But on to perfect timing is the theme.
So I guess we should start when the meme, the theme meme started.
The meme theme. Well, let's go all the way back to, when is the first time you remember a meme theme working? Like when you start saying, oh, I know when it was. When you start saying something and then you say it over and over and then all of a sudden it starts happening in your life and you just keep making it bigger and bigger and you're like, you know, like your attention creates. So it just keeps happening.
And then you see more of it and then you believe it more and then so you see more of it and then you notice it and then you see more of it.
Right, so that's how the meme works.
Do you know? We've done it a lot. I know the one you're thinking of, although I don't know if you should bring it up because it's kind of...
I know. Okay.
But there's plenty of other examples, like just something that you decide you're going to look for. For example, skateboards was one that we did. Butts was one that we did for a long time. And it's just like... something that you decide you decide it's going to be good luck.
Or, I mean, it can work on anything. And, like, sometimes if you draw attention to, say, a particularly bad quality in someone and you keep talking about it, you'll keep getting it.
So that's true.
Anytime we notice ourselves making a joke about something we don't want to happen, we have to really stop it before it becomes a manifestation.
But I don't actually, because the saying something something is the theme, that's kind of a recent development that I don't remember when we started, but saying something something is the theme.
Yeah, that's brand new. As of November, thanks to Ryan. So we've been knowing about this possibility for years, but just lately, we've been able to really harness the energy of the attention-creating meme as the theme. And it started when we went to Texas last month. How did it start?
I don't remember. I just remember our friend Ryan was there with us, and we kept on saying perfect timing is the theme because things kept on happening in perfect timing, but... I remember one of them was when we left to walk the dog and then the septic guy came right away, like we said he would.
And then the other one was we got home just in time to receive this FedEx package we were eagerly awaiting.
True.
And then our flight was really delayed and we almost missed our connecting flight, but perfect timing was the theme, so we made the flight.
True. And we had to go back and forth to Austin a couple times, and that always worked out. It's like it was so flawless that it wasn't even memorable.
Yeah, like the timing of everything was so spot on. We had no problems. Nothing happened like that delayed us from anything or any of our friends.
So anyway, we kept on saying perfect timing is the theme. And so it became a meme. And then, so we've been saying it since we got home. And then today we had to get some packages out. And our mail, the mailbox that we put our packages in it gets picked up at 12:30 p.m. And so we don't want our books sitting in the mailbox, like, overnight, because it's cold and it's kind of humid. So, you know, like, just not ideal conditions for a book anyway. So I get up at, like, 11:30 or something, which, after hitting the snooze, like, hella times because it's so cold up there and I didn't want to get up. So, but it was perfect timing, so I'm not mad. So then we decide, like, right when I got up, that we should hurry up and try to get the packages out by 12:30 so that they don't sit in the mailbox. So
we start... I mean, we have so much stuff that we have to take care of before we go. I had to braid my hair. Callie had to brush her teeth. and we had to fold some zines. And, like, the orders weren't ready, so we had to take our time putting them together. Make shipping labels. It was a lot to get done in an hour, is all I'm trying to say. So needless to say, we didn't finish by 12:30. But we just kept saying... Perfect timing is the theme, so I'm sure we'll get there at the right time.
Yes, and we did keep saying that, and it was with confidence, you know, like, and that confidence was built on, like, previous experience of us using this mental code.
Right, like, we really trusted it, like... We knew that by saying perfect timing is the theme, like, it's going to work. We just believe in it so much now because we have so much evidence. So
then...
Get our shoes on. Get our coats. Get our second pair of pants. Our scarves. Our hats. Our gloves.
How late did we end up leaving? Like, 12:40 or something?
Well, we got home at 1:30, and it only took 30 minutes to walk, and we were only at the store for a few minutes, so...
I think we left at 12:40.
Probably, yeah.
So, anyway, we're walking out down our driveway, and I see who I think is my neighbor, but it turns out it's actually the alternate mail carrier, which is why I didn't recognize her at first. And, excuse me.
She taps on my arm and goes, "Hey, look!"
Did I?
Did I? Yeah. And I look over there and I'm like, I'm staring right at this woman and I'm like, "Oh, hey. Hi."
Shit.
And because I'm just looking right at her and we're like right next to each other.
That's funny. I'm glad you remembered it because, like, I didn't really remember the details. I just know I saw the mail carrier and I was like, we could give her the packages.
Which is this new thing we're trying, just giving our packages to the mail carrier, because we've been blacklisted from the USPS website.
Yes.
For doing package pickups, so we always have to go to the post office.
Yeah, we don't know the reason, although, yes, we have been blacklisted, and we do have reason to believe it was because whoever was, like, the manager or whatever didn't want to deal with us requesting pickups every day.
So, recently we walked cross paths with our other mail carrier while we were on the way to the post office with all these packages, and we're like, "Hey, can you take our packages?" And he said, "Sure, of course." And so we were prepared. We knew that it was possible to just give the mail carrier the packages when they're coming by.
Well, he was right by his truck that day.
Right.
So anyway, well, first I asked her if she's the one that picks up the 12:30 mailbox on 65th. And she's like, "No, that's someone else." She's like, "Did you just come from there?" I'm like, "No, we're just about to go there, but we were hoping the person would be late." And she's like, "Oh, well, I can take your packages."
And we were like, "Really? Oh my God." And then she takes this handful of, like, envelopes and slim packages from Kelly. And then I open my backpack. I'm like, "Also, there's this giant box." And she's like, "I can take it. My truck's right there."
Yes, it was the most perfect timing.
Yeah, I don't know if this conversation really conveys how magical it was, because it's like a daily saga of going to the mailbox or going to the post office, and we really wanted to make it in today so that our packages would go out and not sit.
Yes.
So it was perfect timing.
And, like, I got up later than I wanted to, and we left later than we hoped to, and whatever. We just kept on saying perfect timing is the theme, and then it worked out even better than going to the mailbox, and the alternate mail carrier might be our new mail carrier, so it's like we got to meet her, and now we know her.
And if you haven't noticed so far, our mail pickup is extremely important to us.
Yes. It's important that we have a good relationship with the mail carrier. So
we get a lot of packages and we send a lot of packages.
All the time. When we gave the packages to our main carrier that one day when he was at his truck, he was like, yeah, I'd rather you give them to me than having to fish them out of that mailbox over there. We're like, okay. So he's like, you guys know you can go online like you used to and schedule pickup. We're like, oh, no, we can't. He's like, well, if you've been blacklisted, that would be really weird because, I mean, I've never heard of anything like that before. We were like, okay, well, it's the first time then because it's true. And he's like, just go on there and try it again. And I'm like, all right. I'm like, I'll let you know. He's like, well, I'll know if you schedule a pickup. I'm like, then you're not going to be seeing any pickups, so I guess you'll know that we were right.
Yeah, like, we can't even schedule a redelivery when you get one of those slips. Like, we're just banned from any sort of second attempt.
Yeah, like, we can't, like, on the website, it doesn't recognize our address. It's like they've deleted our address from the system for anything outgoing.
Which, like, it's fine, though, because every single time we are forced to go to the post office, often in the winter, because it's always winter. We're so grateful for a reason to leave the house because, you know, we work at home and the gym is at home. I mean, we really stay home a lot. So it's such a blessing to be forced to walk the mile there and back to the post office.
It truly is. And we're grateful. That's why we haven't... Well, there's many reasons why we haven't actively pursued this so-called glitch in the matrix, but we are so lucky, and I hesitate to even tell this because I don't really want people to know, but there is never a line at our post office. I have never lived anywhere where I can go in and out of the post office so quickly as I can here, like... That is a huge contributing factor to our well-being here in Cleveland.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, in Austin, we could wait in line for an hour at just the random South Manchac post office. Like, not even a busy location.
Right, not even...
Downtown or something.
Right, or like... Not even a busy time, like, you know, 5 o'clock on a Friday or something. This would be, like, Tuesday afternoon at, like, 2 p.m. And that's any post office I ever went to in Austin. And I know people in New York definitely struggle big time.
Or Chicago or Champaign, Illinois. Those are the only other places I live. So, okay. Our mail situation, flawless.
Flawless.
Perfect timing is the theme. So then, we continue on our errands this morning.
And we're flying high after this. We're like, wow.
We are super thrilled. Like, that was one of the most magical things to ever happen to us.
We're like, we have to record a fun show today.
So then, we walk down the street, and the next thing we see is a Hummer, which is one of our... other memes that we see whenever we're feeling great, feeling good.
One of our things, like we mentioned, that we decide is good luck So like the skateboards or whatever, a Hummer is just something we decided is good luck.
Hummers are really, really good luck for us.
So
sorry about it.
Anyway.
Okay, so we see the Hummer. And then we're at the intersection of Brunuts and the pinball place. And we're going to go flyer for this market we're working. So we're going to drop off a flyer at the pinball place. Standing at the light, and we hear from calling from behind us.
You heard calling?
What?
I don't think she was calling, was she?
Well, we were not looking at her, and she called from behind us.
She did? No, we were looking at right at the door, and then we saw her coming.
Well, I was looking at the street. Not the okay.
I don't. As was evidenced by the previous story, my memory of the details isn't really spot on.
I think we were just sitting there, like, looking at the crosswalk and talking.
And then I think we just, like, glanced over and we... Anyway.
Our backs are to the door of Brunuts, our local donuttery. And we love this place. And Kelly happens to be wearing her Brunuts hat. And we hear from behind us, "Hey, I like your pink hat."
No, she said something like, "Your pink hat was looking really cute today," or something like that.
With our memories combined, we have
three. We can make a story.
So, the co-owner of Brunuts, Shelly, had to come out the door to compliment Kelly's Brunuts hat, which just really made our day because we love Shelly and we love Brunuts, and it's always nice to see her, and it's just such a good feeling to have someone call after you with a compliment.
It really is.
Especially someone you know.
Yes.
And who you really respect and like.
Yes, totally. All of that. I couldn't have said it better myself.
So that was, like, so magic. So now we've got the mail person. We got the Hummer. We got Shelly. And everything's just going so well. Because perfect timing is the theme.
Yeah. I think that those were, like, the main...
Well, there's more.
Well, what?
So then, we went and did our flyering at three establishments on the corner.
True.
Pinball place, restaurant, and a record store. And each person, like, the person working at each establishment was so kind to us. Instantly was like, "Sure, hang it up, whatever you want."
Oh, you know what else I just realized is... So, it kind of took longer than I expected to get the flyers up because of, like, Thanksgiving happened, and then it was, like, the shopping weekend and everything, and then everything's closed on Monday, and so the market is on Saturday, and today's Tuesday, so it just took a little long. Like, I had hoped to get the flyering done sooner, but it didn't work out. But I just realized it was perfect timing because Tuesday at, like, 1:30 p.m. is, like, the best time to go to any, like, restaurant. Like, when you want to talk to someone, that would be, like, the optimal time that they would want you to go in there.
Right, like, the least busy time for a restaurant or bar.
Right.
And shop.
Yeah, like you said, all the people were available, they weren't busy, they were open to...
Yeah, they all said yes, and they thanked us for coming in to flyer.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, it's just so nice.
It was so flawless. Yeah,
Cleveland, the people here are so nice.
Oh my God,
you gotta check it out.
It's true,
but don't move here. Just kidding. Please move here.
Yeah, yeah. We need more people paying taxes so we can get the potholes fixed and get our snow cleared.
Please.
And we need the leaks in our rail system patched.
But you know what? The library system, robust as fuck.
True.
They have every book I've ever wanted. Okay. So after the flyering, we go to Save-A-Lot, and we're buying our weekly groceries. And it was pretty unremarkable, but they did have everything we came for. And we were in and out really quick, and it was easy. And we got all our groceries for $21.
Also, one thing that seemed like really good timing is right when we went in, it seemed like it was getting busy, but then when we checked out, there was no line.
Yeah, and one important thing to note is that we have to go to Save a Lot before 2:30 p.m. because that's when the kids get out of school. The school like sort of near the store. And man, if we go later than 2:30,
it's a no-go.
It's not fun.
It's an absolute half crackers for dinner kind of day. Like, we just, which is so cool that we know the rules now, but
yes, we're not going at 2:30.
We beat the rush thanks to all the circumstances leading up to it.
So that was really cool and fun. And then we're walking home and just enjoying our perfect timing. Get home. Just trying to recount all the magic that happened today. And I was dealing with my emails, and the coolest thing happened where I'd been, like, holding back on replying to this one email about a website problem because I just didn't know what to say yet, and I had to do a little research. I didn't want to do it. So I finally looked at it today, and it turned out that the problem wasn't even a problem. It was just, like, a setting, and it required zero fixing, zero effort on my part. I got to reply to the email enthusiastically and be like, there's no problem.
Yes.
And so kind of like waiting till the perfect time to reply to that email is evidence of perfect timing being the theme. Because, I mean, I never write back to my emails unless I really feel like it. And anytime that I... like, whenever I feel like it, that's when it is the perfect time, and that's when it flows, and when it's easy to write them, and when the problems aren't problems after all.
Yes. That's so true.
And then we got a lot of orders, which is cool.
Well, one thing I wanted to mention, like, kind of following up to, like, those really almost surreal moments of perfect timing. Like, I caught myself, like, kind of dwelling in those. Like, we've talked about this a lot, like, trying to keep on reliving those situations to get that feeling again, and, like, noticing myself squeezing it dry really fast. And, like, being like, well, I need more... I need more of those. I need more miracle moments, like, every moment to keep me going. But then, so I was just doing some reflecting on that, like, in my writing, and, like, that how, it, like, the mind, I guess, can get addicted to just, like, one moment. And just remembering that it was, like, not the moment that brought the feeling, but the feeling that brings the moment. And to, I guess, instead of mining those situations, relax in the knowing that they're evidence of the potential for more, as long as I'm not trying to get it to happen.
Yeah, like, when you have a positive manifestation and you keep thinking about it over and over, like, that totally blocks more manifestations. Right. Because you just, I mean, you're not present, you're not open to receiving more. And it can feel good to, like, milk that feeling, but if you're just thinking about it over and over, then you're just going to find problems, because that's what the mind does. It's designed to find problems. So the more you think about your perfect timing, you're going to find problems with it, or, like, evidence of it not working.
Or if you try to have perfect timing, then it's not, like, the same.
Yeah. You have to try to not try.
Right? You can't be like, now we're going to walk by Brunot's at that same time. And
yeah, it's called farmer's market syndrome. One time we went to this farmer's market in Austin, and it was, like, the best day of our lives. And so then we tried to go to the same farmer's market the next week, and it really sucked. It just wasn't fun. And so ever since then, we've called it farmer's market syndrome when something really good happens and we want to go back to the same place to make it happen again, to get that feeling.
You, like, try to recreate, like, a magical moment that wasn't created by you, and then you try to create it yourself, and it just, like, it can't be the same. Like, you have to allow for the next magical moment instead of trying to, like, revisit and recreate things.
And I just wanted to bring up this one thing about... Sorry, I was thinking about what I was going to say while you talk. I'm really trying not to do that. Okay, so another magical thing is I've been doing my MMR every day since its creation, of course.
What's a MMR?
The Monthly Magical Record, which is a monthly journal and day planner for setting your intentions, manifesting, and transmuting your contrast into solutions.
Thanks.
You can find it at schooloflifedesign.com. So yesterday I did my MMR and I wrote down how I want to feel is vrooping it.
Oh, wow. I'm dying laughing just remembering where that even came from.
Can you tell us where it came from?
Oh, my God. Okay. So... Oh, my God, if I could pull it together long enough. Okay, so when I was a teenager, I worked at McDonald's, and we had this manager, and in hindsight, I think she probably did meth, but when she was at work, she would just drink, like, the biggest, like, the supersized cup. Like, she would come in, chug a supersized cup of Mellow Yellow.
Does that even have caffeine?
Yeah, it's like the Mountain Dew of Coca-Cola products.
Oh, okay.
So she would just get, like, super hyper on Mellow Yellow. Like, she would just keep drinking it the whole shift. And she would, like, make these sound effects. When she would get super hyped up on it, she would be like...
So
that's what vroom vrooming it is.
Kelly told me about that, like, around the same time when we came into our law of attraction lifestyle. And that just always stuck with me. Like, I want to be vroom vrooming it.
Yes.
Too.
Yes. Yes.
So that's what I wrote in my MMR yesterday about how I want to feel. I want to feel vroom vrooping it, of course. And then today, before we went on our errands, I wrote that I want to feel magical. And so we're walking, and Kelly tells me she's frooping. And it was just a little tiny example of magic because we haven't really said that phrase in a while.
You're right. It
was just so nice to hear her say that the day after I wrote it because we hadn't been talking about it much. So she picked up on it, or, you know, it's... Reality is just an average of what you think about. So it was just cool to see that evidence of my intention working. And then I did feel magical, and I do feel magical, and this book really works.
Yes, it fucking does. And, like, yeah, I feel that feeling again from those experiences. Like, I was saying how I wanted that feeling, and, like, now just you telling me that about the vrooping it synchronicity, it's like it just brought about that feeling. All I had to do was say, I am present and allowing more of that into my life rather than hanging on to the past ones.
Yeah.
So I can do the sound effect again.
Yeah, but do it that way.
I did it that way last time.
It's still really close. So today we're vrooping it, and we hope you are too.
This has been a fun show.
If you have any memes that really work for you, will you please comment or email us or tell us.
Yes, yes, please leave a comment saying like what you look for and things that are good luck for you that always show up. We had a friend one time that always saw GGG, which is a really like interesting one. And then we started seeing GGG all the time, which is just like, I don't know. It's not something you would think is very common.
Yeah, we just saw it today.
We did?
When I typed it to you. So yeah, please leave a comment on this episode on our website, if it even has that function.
I think it does. You have to click through to the episode page.
Yeah.
And then you can leave a comment.
But if that doesn't work, email us at hello@schooloflifedesign.com or, you know, tag us on Instagram.
Drop a comment on the Instagram post for this episode.
Oh, that's perfect. Or we have a Twitter.
Yes, which the tweet us.
The username is soldier4life420. And tweet so us. It's SOLDIER 4 LYFE 420. Obviously.
Tweet us.
This has been the fun show. Thanks for listening.
It's been really fun.
Very fun. We love you. Go to schooloflifedesign.com to listen to more fun show, order more fun books.
Subscribe for premium fun show episodes.
That's coming next. We'll do a premium one.
Ooh.
What will we talk about?
We can't even say because we'll never talk about what we say we're going to talk about.
Okay, well, what I intend to talk about is my OnlyFans account.
Okay, I hope you get it up and running by then.
Same. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.